Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is kind of an interesting story if you're a pet lover. We've all heard about, like, dogs that'll travel thousands of miles to get back to their owners.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear about cats doing that as often. But this happened. It was a very unusual situation mm-hmm. with a family who had a cat that was a fan of hopping into boxes.
Cats love boxes. You should know that.
Boxes.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, they were packing up a bunch of stuff to send back to Amazon, and they didn't realize their cat had hidden in one of the boxes.
So they
dropped it off, and this is the sad part. This cat was in there for 6 days.
Wow.
Before it was discovered with no food or water. Hmm. However, they opened the box finally at Amazon, and they found the cat in there. The lady who was working at Amazon at the warehouse was a cat rescuer, oddly enough. That was what she did in her spare time. And so she immediately began to take care of the cat, and they scanned it for the microchip and found out that the cat was actually from Utah. And this was in California where they found the cat.
Who puts a chip in a cat?
I guess pet owners.
I mean, I understand putting a chip in a dog,
yeah.
But a cat?
If it runs away, it meant to.
Well, they had been looking for the cat, and they had signs up around the neighborhood. They just thought maybe she'd gotten out and was wandering around.
Yeah.
So they were pretty shocked to get a call from Amazon saying, hey, we got your cat that you mailed us. They actually had to drive to California to get the cat back, but the cat is fine.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was thinking about this, too. And, you know, Hollywood loves to take something like this and turn it into a movie.
Why, sure.
And so I was trying to think of maybe some movie names for the cat that was shipped off to Amazon.
What was the cat's name? Do we know?
Galena. G-A-L-E-N-A.
Galena Goes West. Like Feifel Goes West.
Galena Gomez.
I was thinking like Claw Deal. Instead of Raw Deal.
Oh, that's an old movie. Yeah.
Apocalypse Meow.
Oh, okay. Instead
well,
of
now.
The Secret Flight of Pets. I don't know. And I don't know that it flew, but it might have.
That's not bad.
I'm thinking it was in a truck the whole time.
What was that movie, Secret Life of Pets?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay, yeah.
The original was Fury Road.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
Yeah. Okay, this is my favorite one, Hissing Impossible.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, Scratch Me If You Can.
Mm-hmm.
Hissing Impossible.
Oh, man, now it's getting too complicated, I think. And Puss in a Box instead of Puss in Boots.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Or Journey of Caddy Gan. Is that what you said? What did you say?
Hawk, would you ship me off right now?
I know. Goes West or whatever his name was.
What's what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I asked Hawk to ship me off right now. Just go ahead and
put
me in the box.
I got a return. I got to take to FedEx.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Dang. That's going to be a big box for you, Kato.
I don't understand that the cat didn't scratch along the way.
Yeah. Although, I guess if it did it at the wrong times, no one would hear it if it was in a truck with a bunch of other crap.
I'm talking about just carrying it to
the place to drop him off. Like the dad or the guy not paying any attention.
Yeah.
Like he's got a box, lifts it up, and can't figure out there's something live in here.
You know, did they take it to Kohl's to be sent back? Because you think a Kohl's worker would have heard it scratch.
You know
something.
What? I think they did it on purpose. And you know what? They wanted to get rid of the cat.
Well,
and then
why'd
now,
they go to California to get it?
They have to change their story now. It's like, oh, if people hear that I tried to, you know, get rid of my cat this way.
Animal cruelty laws.
Well, it was a big box with a bunch of boots that they were shipping back.
Oh.
Because they were doing the try it before you buy it thing.
Well, and looking at the box, too, the cat didn't have a lot of room to move around.
Yeah, wow. I don't really know how that happened.
If it is a box of boots, it could be called Puss in Boots.
That's true. Puss and Boots.
Yeah.
And that's what's in the box.
That's a great movie name.
Oh, is it? Because y'all didn't think so when I said it the first time.
You didn't say that.
Oh.
You said the Puss in a Box or something.
Which,
Yeah. But we didn't know there were boots in the box. So now that's what made it so great. Oh, you don't like Kato getting credit for a funny.
No, I'm just saying I should have gotten credit, too. And y'all didn't get it.
Tom, that was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
That was so good.
Hulk and I'll be right back.
I'm going to be put in a box and sent to Amazon.
Kato's already called dibs on that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Tom was just sniffing something in here, and he said that it smelled like cancer.
Yeah, it's this tooth repair crap. I got a crown or a bridge that came loose. And I so I'm mixing up this glue, and it smells like cancer.
How do you know what cancer smells like? It's kind of weird.
I'm thinking this is what something smells like that causes cancer.
A lot of times, you know, we do talk about our favorite smells here on the show or what smells so disgusting. I want to switch senses today. And they did a survey, things that you touch that makes your skin crawl. What's something you touch that makes your skin crawl? It's audience participation, so feel free to text in 1-800-386-0937.
Fleece blankets.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
My hands are kind of rough, and it just feels gross.
That is not on the list at all.
Velvet can do that, too.
That actually feels so good to be getting a fleece blanket.
Mm-hmm. It's up there, Steve.
Good answer.
Yes. Thank you.
Number one thing, they say sandpaper is something weird that we touch. It makes your skin crawl.
It doesn't make my skin crawl.
I kind of like that. Or what's those little things that the girls
fingernail
use?
Fingernail files?
Yeah, fingernail file.
Emery board.
Emery board. Mm-hmm.
I use those.
Yeah. I kind of like that feeling.
Shut up. I use them on my teeth.
I cannot stand. Oh, my God.
You like a little sharp edge. You just take that and file it down.
No wonder your teeth smell like cancer.
My teeth don't smell like cancer. Oh. The glue smells like
cancer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, number two on the list, this is kind of it's a broad one because they have insects, worms, and frogs.
I don't like touching anything.
You know, you try to bait a hook when you're fishing, that worm's wiggling around all over the place. You're like, I got to get somebody here to bait my hook for me.
No, I usually end up saving worms when they're out on the concrete and stuff and it's a hot day because, you know, they dry up, so I'll scooch them across or pick them up and move them.
I'll do that. Like if the rain comes and then they're on your driveway and they're wiggling around, they're going to die. If you don't put them back in the soil, I'll do that.
Oh, well, I'll sweep them, but I ain't touching them.
I'm like, they're stupid worm.
Yeah, but killing a frog, though, you know.
Well, I don't know the last time I have. But my thing is, if I have something in my carpet, it might be lint from my dryer where I was carrying clothes or whatever. I reach down to pick it up without looking. And then as I do, I'm thinking, this don't feel like lint. Is this a bug? I think this is a bug. Do I feel lint?
Yeah.
I won't even look at it.
That's
I'll
funny.
Just run and throw it in the trash can or outside.
I like that.
But I freak out.
That lint in the dryer, I like that feeling. It's soft. If they can make a pillow out of that dryer lint, that'd be nice.
James from here in Greenville says, wet hair in the drain.
Oh, yeah. I had to clean out some drain hair, and that is this nasty.
Gross.
It's got slime in it mixed with the hair.
I don't touch that with my hands. I get a paper towel, and I get, like, wire pliers and pull it out.
Oh, wow.
And it's like a crane. Mm-hmm. That's the way I get the dryer or the hair out of the drain.
I bought this thing at, like, Lowe's. It's plastic, and it's got all these little sharp edges on it, and it's a long, thin thing that you stick down in there, and it catches all the hair and pulls it back out.
Okay, so these are things we touch that makes our skin crawl. Fish were mentioned.
They're slimy.
Slimy, yeah, and you kind of got this fish scales there, and they kind of smell funky, too.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me as much as worrying about if it's going to get me with those fins.
Mm-hmm.
And you think if it does get you, it's going to be all kind of infected because it's so gross feeling.
Raw chicken and raw liver.
Mm.
When you're cooking, sometimes you're touching it, and it just feels weird.
Yeah,
but that doesn't bother me. I don't cook liver, but chicken doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I don't like chicken. Now, like a good steak feels fine to me, but chicken is slimy.
Raw eggs or boiled eggs were mentioned. A lot of this is food that makes your skin crawl.
I just ate a boiled egg.
Okay.
Yeah. Neither of those bother me.
Do you squish it, though, like one of those little stress balls before you eat it?
No.
I want to pop the yellow across the room.
Okay.
That would be cool if you did.
I know, right?
It does feel weird, though, when you're like peeling that egg and you're holding it like without a shell on it.
Yeah. We're getting so many texts on this. Max from Franklin Country, Georgia. I don't know.
Just say Max. We got you. Max from Georgia.
He says when you're walking in a lake and your foot smashes in that yucky mud.
That makes your skin
Georgia
crawl.
Clay.
I do not walk into a lake.
But the mud going up between your toes, it's kind of a fun sensation.
It's like stepping in dog poo. I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
Just without the smell.
I've stepped on a fish hook once, walking out into the ocean. You want to talk about something that'll make your skin crawl, having to pull that hook back through your toenail?
No. Things that we touch. That made my skin crawl.
Yes, that is worse.
Yeah. Things you touch that makes your skin crawl. Greasy hair was mentioned. Someone's greasy hair.
If it's mine, it's okay.
Exactly.
Snakes, Tom, you got a snake at home.
Snakes are, I think people think they're gross feeling, but they're really not.
I think they are.
Cool. I've helped them.
You know, when the zoo comes in and brings all those snakes in here and you got them around your neck, there's just there's nothing that feels like a snake skin.
I don't get it.
I was at a bar years ago, and the DJ had this huge big yellow and white snake.
Yeah. I think a reticulated python.
I don't know. It was huge. And my friend said, go tell him to bring it over here. I went over there and I said, hey, my friend wants you to bring the snake over. He put it around my neck and said, go show it to him. I'm like, yeah. I walk over there stiff. I'm like, look at it. Look at it. It's going back now. It's
anything
back
like now. Snakes, like even the tarantulas when they're crawling on us from the zoo.
Hold on. That's different. That's a totally different ballgame.
It makes your skin crawl because it's crawling on your skin, basically. Jell-O was mentioned. There's another food-related item. Is this something with how it wiggles on the plate? You kind of shake it.
I sing that old song from the commercial. Watch it glimmer. Yeah. See it shimmer.
I always just put on like a dance song and kind of shake it like wobble do the wobble. Wobble, wobble. Wobble, baby. Wobble, but wobble, Jell-O. Wobble, Jell-O.
Yeah. Yes, Jell-O. Go. Wobble.
Yeah. All right.
No.
All right, Karen from Inman wrote in, said pumpkin guts feel squishy.
Oh. Ew.
That is a nasty feeling when you're cleaning out the pumpkin, you got those seeds and the pumpkin. I call it pumpkin inside hair.
The seeds aren't what bother me. It's the slimy, hairy stuff. Yeah. It's kind of like the sink.
Yeah, kind of like the hair in the drain we mentioned.
We got a text, microfiber towels.
Yes.
I hate those things.
They like suck every bit of oil off your skin and then your skin just feels dry and heebie-jeebies.
It's so nasty.
Okay.
They should call them heebie-jeebie towels.
Well, what makes your skin crawl this morning? Audience participation, feel free to keep on texting or call in 1-800-386-0937.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Do you ever get nervous or uptight when things are messy?
Well, yeah.
You're not alone. Mm-hmm. You probably didn't know this, but today is Get Organized Day.
Really?
If I had been organized, I would have known that.
That's true. There's nothing better, though, after you clean out a closet or you've, you know, downsized or decluttered. It's something, you just feel like you've accomplished something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but you've probably made yourself less stressed out. They say there is at least four things that clutter will affect your health and make it worse. And believe it or not, clutter can even affect your sleep. Studies have found that the quality of your sleep is worse when your bedroom is a mess.
100%. I don't have a lot of stuff. Actually, I don't think I have anything on our walls in our bedroom because it's just too much.
Okay.
I can't sleep with it.
I don't know if they're talking about that or if they're just talking about messiness.
Do you watch your cell phone or TV in your bedroom?
We actually don't have a TV in our bedroom,
but
I definitely stay up too late on my phone.
Okay.
They say also that it makes your allergies worse. If your place is unorganized and cluttered, then you're probably not dusting regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who think they're allergic to pollen actually just need to clean and dust more often.
Well, you know, you think about it. If you got a bunch of clutter on bookshelves and stuff,
you're
not going to clean all that. It takes way too much time.
Yeah,
so you just let it sit there.
Absolutely.
I'm literally thinking about just cleaning off the shelves and putting nothing on them.
Okay.
Be like Tori.
Because it's just, I don't know the last time I've dusted shelves.
Yeah.
With all the stuff on them.
And sometimes you get your vacuum cleaner, it's got that little attachment to it.
I have a
Swiffer
duster.
Okay.
I just try not to knock anything off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once there's too much stuff, you're like, I'm just not doing that part because it will knock something off.
Well, and there's nothing worse because I'll be out there and I got that little, it's got a little hair on it, you know, like a little flat top.
No,
the attachment to the vacuum cleaner attachment.
Okay.
It's got a little flat top. And you put it over, you know, instead of dusting, you just go quickly over it. And all of a sudden, you got some little knick-knack there, and like it goes into the vacuum cleaner. And you're like, oh, man. Then you got to go out because I got one of those that's inside. Anyway, you got to go dig through the bag to find your treasure there.
Well, another reason that being unorganized and having clutter messes with you is it makes it harder to focus when there's too much stuff lying around. Your brain can't decide what to focus on because there's too much visual stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it harder for you to focus on the things that you want to focus on.
Mm-hmm. I would agree on that
one. It's kind of like when you turn the the radio down to find your way somewhere.
Sure.
It's because you're trying to not give your brain as much to process.
Have you seen that meme where it's like, shh, Luke Bryan, I can't shake it for you right now. I'm lost. Because, you know, he's got that song, Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't shake it for you right now.
Same thing, like you're at the grocery store and you're going through the cereal aisle and like, which one do I pick? I've got, you know, 245 boxes here to choose from. And it just gets over, and then you just walk out. You're like, I didn't even get my cereal.
Wow. I get what I eat.
Okay. I just get what's on BOGO.
Well, still, it's got to be something I like.
I ain't going to pay $8 for a box of cereal. I'm sorry.
No.
All right. And finally, it can mess with your mental health. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, hoarding and holding on to a large number of possessions.
No, it won't, Tom. No, it
won't. Well beyond their intended use can have severe emotional, physical, social, and financial effects. You think about it. If you were a hoarder, it's got to be stressful walking through those little paths of junk.
Well, sure.
And then it's, you don't know where anything is, but you're afraid to throw anything away. It's got to stress you out.
Yeah, you got all kinds of fast food wrapping papers all over the kitchen and stuff.
Well, that's just nasty.
But that's what you want when you watch those shows. Or
they're nasty. You're right.
I don't understand that. I could see how someone might collect things that they had and not want to get rid of them, but I don't understand how you wouldn't throw away your McDonald's bag.
Yeah, I don't get that. And I don't consider myself a hoarder, but like on my desk, there's like stacks of birthday Christmas cards over the last 3 years. I just keep putting in a stack, and I'm like, why am I keeping all these cards?
It's hard to throw away Hallmark cards, though. I mean, that's from someone's heart.
But they're valuable. They're expensive. Hopefully they'll go up in price.
Yeah.
If you can only reuse them. You're like, maybe someone will have the same name as me.
Oh, I have.
Scratch it out.
You should sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
I used to be worse about hoarding. I remember I was helping my parents clean stuff out, and I found this gum wrapper. And they don't sell this kind of gum anymore, but it was like a bubble yum, and it used to be a watermelon, and there was a grape, and I found the watermelon one, and I was like, oh, they don't make this anymore. So I put it back, and I didn't throw it away.
You
but now
still
I
got
throw
it?
No, now I throw everything away.
Well, you know what? It's always
bills, everything.
I do.
It's always good to get rid of your stuff and do something good for somebody. If you're not wearing those pants anymore or the shirts, just go and donate it to somebody that can use them.
The problem with that is a day after I donate it, it'll be like, oh, I need that now. Yeah, I just lost weight last night.
See, I don't mind getting rid of clothes. That's why I don't have many clothes. I wear the same thing over and over because I've donated so many. Well, but it's the other stuff. It's, you know, the koozie you get at a wedding of people that you don't even see anymore. But I'm like, I might use this koozie.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you get rid of it, you'll need it a week later.
Yeah.
It's almost a guaranteed. It's like a law of I don't know, physics. It's like, as soon as you give something away or throw it away, you'll need it.
I throw everything away now, including those. My husband will get mad at me.
Well, that's because he knows he needed it shortly after you threw it.
Are you a bad person when you donate something that's out of fashion? Like, you know, those jeans that were 10 years old, you know, that they were cool and 10 years ago. And you're like, I'm going to donate this. And then you got some guy that's, you know, goes to
Goodwill?
Yeah, Goodwill or somewhere like that. And like, he's like, I'm going to dress it up. And he's like 10 years out of fashion.
I just think about all my friends going to Goodwill for costumes. Like when there's a 70s or 80s night somewhere or a 90s night, they're going to find
you're throwing away something you thought you don't need anymore. And they're like, it's like that was a good costume.
But some people go to those places because that's the clothes they wear. You're calling them out. It's like, that's not like a costume store, a Halloween costume
store.
But
I mean, you can get good things there.
Yeah, but if you're not sure if your clothes are still in fashion, take them to Plato's Closet. They'll let you know real quick your stuff is garbage. You'll
be
like, I paid $50 for these jeans. The best I can do is $5.
That's kind of a shame. That must not be fun.
That's why I go to Plato's Closet. I get great jeans for $5. No, they actually jack it at about 12. But
yeah, exactly.
They're judging your fashion.
Taylor's wearing Tori's jeans.
They look good on
you. Well, thank you.
And they're juicy.
I got to get rid of that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Tom, I know that you probably have never done this unless you had some health issues and the doctor said you had to.
Okay.
I bet he's done it and he was the best that's ever done it.
I doubt that.
Okay.
Come on now, Tom.
Have you ever worn one of those wearable devices that track your physical activity, like the Fitbits and stuff like that?
No.
Or how many steps that you take during the day?
I had an Apple Watch for a short time.
Okay, so it did that kind of for you?
It apparently did. I didn't check it,
I'll talk to my mom. She'll go, well, I got to get up from this couch. I'm like, why? Because my watch is telling me I need to get up and move.
I make you feel guilty all the time.
I'm like, why do you have a watch that tells you you bought the thing, Mom? Mm-hmm.
I got mad because it would never clap for me like it did for everyone else. Well, I think you have to get 10,000 steps or something. Then it cheers for you and claps. I never got that.
Did you wear one, Tori?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
What did you enjoy it?
I actually just switched back to a regular watch. And I feel very primitive. Okay. But I don't know. I kept watching the little LED light on my skin, and I was like, I feel like years from now, they're going to say, if you ever got cancer from smartwatch, then you might be entitled to compensation.
Well, when it comes to the wearable devices that track your physical activity, 27% said yes. They actually wear one right now. That's only 27%.
You're going to be jealous when we're cashing in on our insurance claim.
I hate when y'all make me admit really embarrassing things, because I do feel a little crazy for thinking like that.
Yeah,
I bet this is why you don't have a TV in the bedroom.
The radiation, Kato.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. 20% said they used to, Tori, wear a Fitbit or some kind of device that would track their physical activity. They don't do it anymore. And then 16% said no, but I'd be interested in actually wearing a device like that.
I would if it's small. Now, I have a friend that she can tell how much deep sleep, how much, I guess, REM sleep she got. Her watch will tell her. Mm-hmm. And she'll say, well, I only got 3 hours of good sleep last night. I'm like, well, you were in bed for 8. She goes, yeah, but my watch said I only slept good for 3. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, but you were talking about the size of them. Someone said that when you wear a smartwatch with a pretty dress, it makes you like a spy kid. And now I can't unsee it.
Oh, yeah, true. You know what? You all dressed up and you got one of those watches on. They should make them more attractive.
I agree.
More sleek. But speaking of sleep, they say that you, the wearable devices that track your sleep? I guess they do all that now.
Well, our beds do it.
Yeah.
We got a sleep number bed, and it'll tell you how many minutes you slept in good quality sleep and all that.
Well, mine does it too. It's just manual. It's like that dip in the middle. It's like you've been sleeping a lot right here.
That's the only thing you have.
Yeah.
And your sheets are worn like right. You've got that little brown.
Oh, they got fun. Little balls. It exfoliates my legs every night if I remove them around.
Well, 17% of the people said yes, they actually wear a device to track your sleep right now. 13% said I used to, and 22% said no, but I'd be interested in actually getting a device that would track my sleep.
Hawk, you can borrow mine. It was green. It's kind of boyish looking.
Did it keep your sleep?
Yeah. Didn't you say earlier you wanted to try one?
No, uh-uh.
Well, now you did. Don't you? you can still borrow it if you want.
No. 43% said no, they're not interested at all
really?
In wearing those devices. I don't wear any jewelry, if you've never ever noticed. No necklaces or rings or anything. So it's hard for me to even wear that kind of stuff.
I have a smartwatch. It's a diesel that, Tom, you gave me because you got it free.
On Amazon.
Yeah, that thing you do. And I'll wear it every once in a while during the summer.
Yeah.
If I'm going out somewhere, I feel like I need to dress it up. Otherwise, I wear nothing. I don't like nothing around my neck, around my wrist.
Yeah, I was going to put one of those cell phone things on my side, like, you know, a gunslinger.
Please,
I know.
Those are cool.
No, Mia said, do not do that, please. Because I got that new phone, and it's so big, I don't want to put it in my pocket because it weighs my pants down.
It's like the Wild West. Yeah.
Draw.
Yeah. So I don't even like to wear those things. A fanny pack every now and then if I'm on vacation to carry some stuff.
Oh, wow. So my wife mostly uses her Apple Watch to find her phone.
Oh, well, that's good.
Because she'll be like, oh, where's my phone? And she presses the watch and you hear a beeping somewhere in the house. That's the main thing she uses it for.
What's interesting, though, like you get your 10,000 steps in, it claps for you, or I don't know what it does with your sleep. And maybe we need to do one of those Fitbits, and I don't know what you would call it, but for socially acceptable conversations or unacceptable conversations. Like, what if you were in a conversation, all of a sudden the device would go off going, it's like you're approaching territory you should not admit to.
You need to walk away.
Yes.
Walk away.
Yeah.
I need one that had that.
Tori needs one of those just to let you know.
Now that I'd wear.
Yeah.
I would risk it for that.
And Tom, you really need one of those.
I'm doing fine without it.
They'd set it just like the sedentary reminder where you can turn it off. So Tom's would be middle conversation, and he'd be like, oh, let me just turn this off real quick.
I think with AI, they will have this.
Well, socially unacceptable.
No, but they'll give you tips on what to say, and, oh, you shouldn't have said that. Try saying this now.
Well, that's what you feel every time you're at a party and you say something stupid, and you're driving home, and you're like, oh, man, why did I say that? Yes. I look so silly.
That's why the AI would be so good, is it would warn you right then and fix it.
So it would stop you, like, you would stop the conversations, like, hold on, I got to check with my AI.
It would probably whisper in your ear or something. Maybe if you got one of them earbud things, and it would tell you, no, back off.
You could just do it like Secret Service and like raise your watch up. What's that? Uh-huh. Okay. My watch is telling me that was an awkward conversation.
Let me change this last sentence if you don't mind.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.